had two call-outs back-to-back at Bundoora Main Beach in the mid-afternoon. As you know, we had good weather yesterday, and despite the kids being back at school, some people headed towards the beach. Very sunny conditions, and we had 4 to 6 foot swells hitting the beach. So dangerous enough conditions right at the shore, and unfortunately, four people in two different instances got caught in currents at the main beach there in Bundoora.
And it was quite lucky that the crew was there to be able to respond to particularly the second incident so quickly.
Yes, the second incident was more serious. The casualty was in more difficulty. It does take our lifeboat crews about 10 minutes to launch once they're actually paged by the Coast Guard, once they're tasked by the Coast Guard. So fortunately, the lifeboat was already launched and was able to respond very quickly in the second incident, which made a difference to the casualty. The casualty had to be removed to hospital by the National Ambulance Service. So we wish the casualty the best in his recovery.
And what advice would you have for people going out? How can you identify, I believe it was a rip current that affected both?
Yeah, in this particular beach, there's a very consistent rip current. But for any beach you're going to, when there's large waves and swell coming in, there's this strong possibility of a rip current. So my advice is to seek local knowledge, seek advice locally to ensure that the place you're going swimming is safe. The lifeguards are on Bundoran and Rosnaula beaches this weekend. The lifeguard service is seasonal, so it will finish up in the coming weeks. But try and swim on a lifeguarded beach if the lifeguards are on duty. If not, there are several safer options. For example, in Bundoran, where this incident happened, there are two outdoor sea pools that are a lot safer than open water. So just my advice to people to stay, be very careful of open water, especially where there's waves, because waves create currents, and seek a bit of local knowledge about where it's safe to go swimming.
And if you do find yourself in that terrifying situation where you're struggling in the water, what's the best thing to do?
So if you find yourself in a rip current, and they are, rip currents are very hard to spot, especially when you're down at sea level. It's okay if you're looking from above, but if you do find yourself in a rip current, our advice is to float. Try and wave for help using one hand only, and try and conserve your energy. You cannot swim the wrong way up a rip current. It's just not possible. They're too strong. So you're going to have to go with the rip current. They do finish. They tend to finish just behind where the waves start breaking, so they don't keep going. But the main thing is to stay calm, wave for help, and wait for help to come to you. If it is possible, depending on the beach, if it is possible, when you do go with the rip, you may be able to swim parallel to the beach, and you may be able to get back in. That wasn't possible yesterday, given the particular conditions. But in smaller conditions, sometimes it's possible to get out of the rip by swimming parallel to the beach.